The DUP have a new leader. Again, it's Geoffrey Donaldson. No one else looked for the job. 5 weeks ago, he lost a contest to lead the biggest party in Stormont to Edwin Poots. He stepped down last week after just 21 days after defying his party to nominate Paul Given as First Minister after the British government promised to legislate for an Irish Language Act if Stormont didn't by the autumn. His coronation comes on the 100th anniversary of the official opening of Northern Ireland's first Parliament. Let's talk to political commentator Alex Kane. Alex, good afternoon.
Hello, Gavin.
In his statement, Geoffrey Donaldson talked about having the vision to lead unionism, the vision to unite Northern Ireland, and the vision to lead the DUP. Alex, you've been watching Geoffrey Donaldson's career for a very long time. Did you ever see him as leader of the DUP?
Oddly enough, I didn't. I thought he was likely at one point to have been leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, but when he left there, I thought, I just didn't think the DUP would want to take someone from another party. But then they took Arlene Foster, who obviously defected at the same time as he did. They've had a terrible run of luck with Edwin Poots. So I think they looked for the safest pair of hands, and as it turns out, the only pair of hands
yes. willing
to rise to this particular challenge. But you're right, Gavin, you know, the biggest challenge of all is not the protocol, it's not dealing with unionism, it's not a number of other issues. The biggest problem of all he now has is uniting the party, because as you say, just a few weeks ago, of the selection of the 36, 19 of them voted against him. And I can't imagine why some of those people may think that Poots has let them down. I'm not expecting them all to go suddenly gravitate towards some sort of loving with Geoffrey and think he's wonderful. So he has his work cut out.
What's he going to do now, do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, he has to steady the nerves. He has to block the leaks. The greatest curse in it for any political party, doesn't matter what side of the border, where in the world they are, it's perception. It's how potential voters see them. It's how other people see them. And for a very long time, certainly from about 2003, past 15, 16 years, the perception of the DUP was that it was a strong party, a united party, a winning party, a party from a union's point of view that was worth voting for. That perception over the past few weeks has been destroyed. So somehow, in a very short time, Gavin, because the next election is due for next May, and I suspect May will come in autumn, somehow in the next matter of weeks, Donaldson has to persuade enough unionists that the DUP is still worth voting. Because if he doesn't do that, if the DUP doesn't remain the largest party of unionism, then it's very likely that there will be a Sinn Féin First Minister and probably a Sinn Féin Justice Minister. That's how high, from a unionist perspective, the stakes are right now.
You mentioned the protocol. He will be under pressure to achieve some form of win on the protocol before any election, whenever that might be. His predecessor, Edwin Poots, he was speaking to Good Morning Ulster on the BBC this morning. He said he had been promised significant changes on the protocol by Britain's Northern Secretary. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yes, I've received assurances that there will be changes to the protocol and that that will be very significant, that there will be, the UK government are not going to tolerate how things are and how the EU have conducted themselves since the protocol.
Were those promises made to you? Personally, by
yes.
Brandon Lewis, as
yes.
DUP leader?
Yes. We've been promised that there will be a significant win on the protocol, so that's
okay.
that's what the Secretary of State is indicating at this stage.
Okay.
Alex Kane is still with us. He didn't sound too sure there.
No, he didn't sound too sure. And I remember back in November 2018 when Boris Johnson, who hadn't become Prime Minister at that point, but when Boris Johnson addressed the DUP conference, and Edwin was one of those people on their feet roaring their approval when Johnson said there would never be a border down the Irish Sea, Northern Ireland would never be reduced to semi-colonial status. So I'm a little bit surprised, just to say a little bit cynical, that Poots could so easily have been won over, particularly since when he was pushed a little bit further in the interview about the details. He was very vague about details. And bear in mind as well, Gavin, that he after he'd done that deal over with Sinn Féin over the Irish language and with the Secretary of State, he went to address his MLAs. He didn't win them over. He went to address the party officers. He didn't win them over. And less than 12 hours after he had given the nod to this deal, he was out of office. So he seems to be playing this line that somehow he has been promised something. So I think Donaldson, who will be officially ratified on Saturday, I think Donaldson's first port of call will be to Brandon Lewis, the Secretary of State, to say, first of all, Brandon, Okay. What did you promise, Edwin? And are those promises transferable? Because there is no way, there is absolutely no way that the protocol is going to disappear in the next few weeks. And a lot of unionism, particularly loyalism, those are on the streets right now having the protests and building up to the marching season on the 12th of July. They, in my opinion, Gavin, are not going to be bought off by, oh, we've tinkered with the protocol, we've done a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but in effect, it's still there. They will not buy that.
Alex Kane, thank you.